Hello, this is Mason. Welcome back to another edition of Anime Attic. This is a special addendum edition. Our Ghost in the Shell episode got quite a lot of controversy and a lot of commenters, a lot of people talking. So I'm having an impromptu debate.
Boom, debating.
And joining me today is, in fact, Kimmy, one of the awesome ladies of mystery at Meltdown Comics, who runs around on the floor and helps people out with all of their comic needs.
With their needy comicness.
I know. Well, you do it quite well.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I'm so flattered.
Anyway, I was talking with Kimmy, and she has a lot of opinions on the subject. So
I do.
I'm happy to give those a voice. And we also have a friend of mine, Jamie Noguchi, who is an incredibly talented writer, artist, comic extraordinaire, toy maker. If you want to check out any of his stuff, monstercutie.com. He's amazing. He is a half Chinese, half Japanese guy, and he wanted to weigh in on this too. So I spoke with him on the phone last night, and I'll be playing clips that we can relate to.
Boom. Clips that we can relate to.
Or listen to, whatever. So, Kimmy, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I've been waiting to, like, talk so much shit. I'm waiting. Bring down the house.
Oh, I want it.
I want people to fight me after they hear this.
Oh, it's going to happen. Well, we'll make sure to get how they can contact you.
Yeah, if you're in Los Angeles, please go to 7522 Sunset Boulevard at Meltdown Comics on a Saturday or a Sunday between the hours, actually, of 2 and 8. I am happy to argue with you about this if you feel differently.
Well, as long as it doesn't interfere with your work.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay.
It probably won't.
Okay. So as Kimmy so accurately pointed out, we are presented by Meltdown Comics, 7522 Sunset Boulevard. Come on down, check us out. We have many manga and comics and events and toys.
And just all about general discussions too. Like, we really like to interact with our customers.
That is true. There have been numerous times that I've been here and you guys have just been sitting there talking with customers, debating the finer points of nerddom, which is great. You know, I mean, I respect that. So we're going to have a debate. I'm going to go on record. I agree that things that Paramount has done or is about to do are wrong. I don't really believe that the studio is in the right here. However,
Paramount can take it up the ass.
All right. But for the sake of argument, I am going to defend them so we can have a debate. So get ready, Kimmy.
This shall be interesting.
Oh, I'm getting ready. Okay, so everyone who doesn't know already, if you don't know, Ghost in the Shell, which I covered in last episode with me and Zara, is getting ready for a live-action movie adaptation, and it is starring Scarlett Johansson. Many people have been extremely vocal and speaking out against this, claiming whitewashing and whatever. But let's get into it. Let's talk about, you know, is this really such a bad thing? I, as the studio, yes. Say no.
Yes. Yes, this is a terrible thing.
Kimmy, as the voice of the public, says
I
yes.
I am the voice of reason.
All right. So first, I'm going to play us a clip of my friend Jamie, who I think outlines an excellent point, and we'll jump from there. How's that?
Yes, we will.
All right. So this is my friend Jamie Noguchi, who I think accurately sums up the crux of why everyone's upset.
As an Asian person and seeing all these geeky things come out, it really sucks because you take a look at all the comic book movies that are coming out. There are no Asian leads in any of them. And so it's kind of sad. The geek in me is really happy to see, you know, Captain America Civil War. But being a minority who is very rarely represented in the pages of comic books, let alone in the movies, you know, to hear something geeky getting turned into a movie that I really liked and identified with is going to exclude me yet again, you know, it's just, it gets tiresome. And I think that's where a lot of the outrage is coming from. That's where my exhaustion is coming from. Because, like, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. They're going to adapt another anime or manga. Mm-hmm. And even though the characters might not look Asian, it's going to be another lost opportunity for an Asian actor.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
He is absolutely right. As a half Chinese, half African American myself.
You are. This is news to me. Kimmy is Blasian.
I am Blasian. And I am seriously offended by this because growing up, even Disney, like, all I had was Mulan, really, and they don't even have, like, a ride for her.
That's true.
You hardly see her at Disneyland. It's very rare that you're going to see a kid dress up as Mulan or even Pocahontas. And when that black movie about the Princess and the Frog came out, take a notice that every Disney princess was born a princess except for the ones that were in a minority. So growing up as a millennial on that basis already, already. I feel like I can't get excited for any movie or anything that would ever come out about African-American people or even Asian people, because all our actors are looked over.
Okay, well, there's no way that I can say that you're not looked over. You're correct. You know, Hollywood
is racist.
To an extent, the system, Hollywood was established in like 1920. Okay. And the people that were in power in 1920 were white. So over the last basically 100 years, things haven't really changed, because it's kind of a traditional model. White people were in power. And the people that were put on the screen were predominantly white. They did have minority people, but as you said, they were predominantly in minor roles and certainly looked over. So
yeah, there's always the black best friend or the Asian best friend. There's never a lead. And if it is a lead, it's considered a shitty movie. Also, to bring that up to a female thing, I think, because you said it yourself, 1920. Women, what were women allowed to do even then? You know what I mean? And so I feel for the Ghost in the Shell, this role is not only just for, I feel like they're going to fuck it up, because it's not only for minorities, but it's also for, I feel like, women, because I feel like they fucked up hardcore with Lois Lane being a damsel in distress. I mean, I love Batman vs. Superman. I really love that movie. But if you pay attention to all these movies that are coming out, it's like we're turning back into bullshit.
Well, first of all, Lois Lane was pretty much always a damsel in distress.
No, I feel like there's more to her than that. I don't know. She has a little more fight to her than
she's spunky.
She's spunky, but they didn't, I don't know. They just portrayed her as only a damsel in distress. That's the only thing she was needed for. Sure, she was brave for going out to the east, but she knew that Superman was going to be there. I hated that. Not on her own fucking... Do you know how they did it right? They did it right with Wonder Woman. That's what made up everything.
So maybe that was the plan. Maybe they show Lois Lane being weak in order to show how strong Wonder Woman is in comparison.
Because
Wonder Woman is not immortal, right? She's an immortal goddess, mm-hmm. basically.
Well, Wonder Woman kicks ass. And I feel like even if Lois Lane was as like they showed her more spunky, which she is, then they would, I don't know, that it would still be Wonder Woman still kicks ass. And then that's also, oh, that's why I feel like that when I saw Avengers movie 2, like Black Widow, the whole baby wanting to have kids and stuff, making her a little vulnerability to her. And I get that. It's not like a majority of the movie was about that, but every time she was like alone, she would think, oh my God, she can't have kids. You know, like something's, you know what I mean? You know, I hated fucking Lucy, so...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Scarlett Johansson plays Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson did play Lucy, which went on to pretty much critical acclaim. A lot of people dug it.
Lucy is bullshit.
Well, I mean, I'm a Luc Besson fan, so aside from the terrible writing, I did dig it. She was a strong female character.
She was, but it's complete bullshit. I just didn't...
Okay.
That movie was terrible.
But this is what I'm saying. As the studio, you are correct in most of what you say. However, the studio operates under a financial responsibility to their investors.
Well, financial responsibility to their investors. Scarlett Johansson, because of all the movies she's been in, she would cost a little bit more.
Right, but that's the whole point. She costs so much because she's guaranteed to get returns. So the studio is going to say, all right, here is a very high concept movie, Ghost in the Shell. It's pretty high concept. Your average person is not going to really be interested in a cyborgs versus real people versus memories. Are they real? Are they fake? Who knows what's going on there? People are getting hacked into their brain. It's a very high concept movie. A way to ensure that the vast majority of people go see it is to get a A-list celebrity whose name is very high recognition.
Well, if they want to do that, if they want Ghost in the Shell to be a high recognized movie, they can go ahead and do that. But just know the real fans and the real people who actually watched Ghost in the Shell and fucking care about Ghost in the Shell, they're fucking screwing them over. I feel like flipping a fucking table. They're fucking everyone over by doing that. Why? This movie shouldn't even have been proposed if they weren't going to do it the right way.
What is the right way?
The right way,
yeah,
is hiring Asian actors.
Why is that the right way? That's especially because
you're staying true to fucking where they're from. And
this is interesting that you say that, because the actual publisher, Kodansha, the publisher of Ghost in the Shell, has come out out and in an article actually said that they never saw a Mokoto's character as being Japanese, and they're very happy with the casting of Scarlett Johansson.
They're very happy with the money in their pockets. Once money comes into play, people say anything. People say fucking anything. It's set in Japan. All the actors should be Japanese. I'm sorry. Think about it. What anime, maybe like Say I Love You or some other ones, but like what?
Say I Love You is great.
Yeah, Say I Love You. But what anime do people actually look fucking Asian?
Well, that's a good question because, so the lead character of Ghost in the Shell that Scarlett Johansson is playing, if you look at the art, she's white and she's round eye.
Okay. You look at the art for Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that's another one. Very European.
Very European, but they chose Asian actors. I'm not going to say that movie was great because it wasn't really.
Oh, did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. But I will say this.
Because Levi wasn't, is it?
Oh.
The movie was terrible Levi wasn't in it. The casting was pretty good. It was fucking good.
I don't know. I can tell you this. I saw the trailer and it looked kind of crazy because all the characters were Asian and in the cartoon, they're European. So it took me out of the film when that happened.
Okay, it's like subbed or dubbed. Which would you prefer? The real raw translation, or do you want the bullshit whitewash shit?
As anyone who listens to the show knows, I love the sub.
Sub over dub.
Of
that's
course.
What I'm saying. Basically, that's how I feel. That's how a majority of us feel.
I love this. People can't see it, but Kimi is hanging on the mic.
Oh, let's watch Black Cat. You know what? Let's watch the dub version.
There are people who like the dub.
There are people who like the dub?
Yeah. There are people who like it. I'm not one of them, but Zara is a pretty strong proponent for dubbing, although she is a voice actress, so, you know, her loyalties are questionable.
To the money.
Well, I think she just recognizes the art and the hard work that goes into it. I mean, it's not easy to make a dub.
I'm not saying that it's easy. It's hella hard work to make a dub because it's already in Japanese, so to translate it to make it exact. But at the same time, think about it. You see how most people who like sub are the people who I'm not trying to generalize people because maybe you do watch a lot of anime, but there are a lot of anime that haven't been translated into dub yet.
Yeah, that's true. There's tons.
So the people who enjoy subs watch more anime.
Probably.
If Holly was here, she'd fucking tell you right now. Holly even learned Japanese so she could read manga in Japanese. And she completely agrees with how I feel. Again, this comes to subbed and dub. Who loves it more? Who really loves it more?
Well, all right. Let's say you're right and the sub people love it more. But their numbers pale vastly to the people who watch dub or, frankly, haven't seen anime at all. And if your goal as the studio is to get as many people as possible in the theater, you are going to try and address the widest swath of people.
Well, then they shouldn't have made the movie because the only purpose I see of making the movie is making the real fans happy, not fucking up.
The purpose of making the movie is to make money and hopefully get a property out to a wider...
Well, I guess I'm too naive. Hollywood is... fucked up for that.
Kimmy, it's always been this way. It's always been money first. You know that. You're not naive. You are aware that Hollywood worships the almighty dollar. The entire reason that they're casting Scarlett Johansson is because it's a way to guarantee a return on an investment.
And I think they're doing it wrong. I think they should guarantee it for fans.
See, if they guarantee it for the smallest amount of people, then it's not going to make enough money to make a return, and then they're not going to...
Well, first of all, it's not a really small amount. Because if you ask anyone who's even interested in anime, they've at least heard about Ghost in the Shell.
That's fair, but it doesn't compare with the vast amount of people who haven't heard of it at all. I'm just saying this. If you go and make a movie for a small amount of people, the amount of money that you're going to get back from that investment is not enough to A, justify making the film in the first place.
Can I tell you a story?
Wait a minute, let me finish. And B, it's not enough to justify a sequel, a series, a TV series. Do you understand that if you do this one thing with Scarlett Johansson and it makes enough money, it opens up a pathway to a whole bunch of...
To a whole bunch of other whitewashed stuff?
Or not whitewashed. You could have a reasonable person at the studio who expands. This could open up a new possibility for Asian actors in the future. What is
absolutely
your story?
Not.
What is
my story is 5 years ago.
2011.
There were these boys on X Factor.
So many boys on X Factor.
Who had a dream.
Were they Asian boys?
No.
Okay.
They were British.
Oh, all right. Is this One Direction?
Yes, this is One Direction. God. I'm a huge One Direction fan.
I know you are.
So these five boys lost the X Factor. They lost. But their fans, their small amount of fans in the UK, love them so much that now they have billions of dollars and sell fucking amazing albums, okay? They can fucking make music. But Louis had a fucking Cinderella ball for fun to donate. Small amount of fans have that fucking power, okay? If the movie's really good, the movie's really good.
So why can't...
Minus the actors.
Why can't the movie be good with Scarlett Johansson?
Because subbed or dubbed. I'm saying this again.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, do you just automatically feel that Scarlett Johansson is incapable of playing this role? Just because she's white? And isn't that racist?
Mm-mm. No.
So then what's the problem? Why can't she play this role? Well, that's what it sounds like.
I'm saying she should step down.
Voluntarily.
Mm-hmm. She should step down because think about all the people who auditioned for that role.
That's a good question. Who do you think did audition? Did anyone audition? Because Hollywood doesn't have any A-list Asian celebrities anymore. They did in the 90s, but they don't really anymore.
They should really build it up.
They should. And a good question is, why don't they?
Because Hollywood's racist. We established this.
But I mean, it's been 100 years.
It's been 100 years.
Let's shake it up a little bit.
It's been 100 years and we still have a lot of racism, no matter what, no matter where you go.
No, I mean, I agree with
and
that.
And it's not even racism anymore. It's also the LGBT community now. I have friends who've gotten fired.
For being LGBT?
Well, for something...
First of all, that's illegal.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm trying to explain it now. So for something super small, but they know it's because super under the table.
Yeah.
I had a one friend who changed her name. She's transgender. And the manager would always complain like, I can't call you this. And she made a complaint. Ever since then, he's waiting for her to fuck up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And once she did, she got fired. I'm pretty sure. Racism is still a fucking thing too.
I got cussed
out on the bus the other day. Terrible.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Someone said I had terrible teeth.
Well, that's just a blatant lie. Anyway.
But still.
I don't know. For people who don't know, Kimmy is like a model. Anyway, I mean, you're right. Hollywood has certainly...
Let's talk about the Oscars. The fucking Oscars. No nominations.
Yes, this is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, they boycotted the Oscars.
Well, how about this? How about people who are annoyed with, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Why are they annoyed with Jennifer Lawrence?
Because she just keeps snatching up fucking awards.
Well, she's also talented.
She's talented, but she gets all the roles. So does Scarlett Johansson. So does Meryl Streep.
Because they're A-list actors.
They all get the same. I feel like they should try new people, try different races.
I mean, you're right. They should.
Think about it. We talked about it earlier. She was Black Widow.
Right.
She was Lucy.
Yeah.
She was fucking everyone. It'll be hard to erase that from people's minds when they see the movie, too.
But isn't that an exact reason why she's being cast? Because she's already associated with these roles. So we're going to give her another one of these types of roles because A, she's proven that she can play them to box office success. And B, you know, it'll give people something to automatically relate to.
I just feel super sad because growing up, there was never an Asian superstar. And well, there was for me and also an African-American superstar, except for Beyonce. She killed it.
Beyonce is unstoppable.
Yeah, she is.
Well, there is an Asian superstar, just not in America. Michelle Yeoh, Zhang Ziyi, these people really rocked it. But I think it's very telling that I can't think of another hugely successful Asian actor. Well, I guess there's Ken Watanabe and there's also Lucy Liu. But beyond that, I really can't think of one. So here's the thing. I understand that you're mad, but if you're mad at the studio, I think it's not fair.
No, I'm mad at the casting director.
Who's part of the studio?
Yeah, the casting. I'm mad at that specific person, whoever you are. I want to actually look this up. Find this person. Let's fucking send hate mail to their house. Something for fucking up. They fucked up. They were doing it right when they were like...
Wait a minute. The casting director's job is to cast who they feel, A, best fits the role.
And they felt wrong.
But B, who's going to bring in the money and the success? And that's...
Ghost in Shell. I feel like the story is so good that it brings in the money. Then you're basically saying the people who are creating this movie actually really don't believe in it and that it will succeed just based off of
you're
how awesome the fucking story is.
You're just figuring that out?
Yeah.
It's never about the story, Kimmy. It's always about the money and the back-end return. That's how it operates, man.
This is bullshit.
It's a culture that's ruled by fear. The studio system is ruled by fear because if anything changes, they could lose a lot of money. and they could essentially, you know, suffer. What I'm very curious about is the independent scene, right? The independent films. So if you look in the major leagues of baseball or in the NFL or anything like that, you have these top-tiered sports and they're dominated by a certain ethnic race, basically. Mm-hmm. But if you go down from there into the minor leagues, the independents, they're open to everyone. And it's very possible for someone to enter on that level and work their way up into the major leagues. Why isn't that being done with film anymore? It used to be. In the 90s, you had a lot of Asian independent films that were coming out and were rocking it, and they were forming new stars and stuff. And, you know, Lucy Liu came from that, right? But it's not the case anymore. Independent films don't have lead roles for Asians. I think that's the problem. No one is willing to take a chance, even on the lesser levels. And I don't understand why. It just blows my mind. Asian actors are just as
talented. They're just mad that Asian people are smarter. No offense to
anyone else. I mean, okay. Sure. I don't know. I'm not going to get into a debate about whether or not our countries are smarter than each other. But I will say this, that I don't understand why they're not being cast in anything. Why stuff isn't being written for them. That's what I don't understand.
Because Hollywood's racist.
No, but this is going below Hollywood. This is on the independent level. I can't think of any independent films these days that feature strong Asian characters.
Well, okay, if you go to my school, I go to college.
Yes.
You go on the PAC campus, the Performing Arts campus. There are literally so many Asian girls ready to act.
Really?
To sing and to dance. Maybe it's just starting now. Maybe there's not enough people, Asian people, who want to act. Maybe it's just starting now. But I see it. So it's mind-boggling to me how they're not be cast enough.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing for them, I would argue. Well, I have a very talented Asian actress friend. She's going to be on the show later. But she's going out for roles that are basically Asian streetwalker, waitress, translator. These are the roles that are available to her. And I'm just saying, why can't we have bigger roles for Asians? The studio is operating under the rules that are currently in place. And the rules that are currently in place are the biggest name to get the most butts in the seats is who you're going to cast, especially on a really complicated storyline, a complicated property that most people aren't going to understand. If I am Joe Schmo in the middle of Montana drinking my beer, and some dude comes in and says, hey, do you want to see the latest cyborg movie starring Ryoko Watanabe? I'm going to be like, no, I'll catch it on video. But if they're like, hey, it's with Scarlett Johansson, I'm getting out of my chair because I know who she is and I'm going to go check her out.
That's fucking sad.
Sad or not, it's
That's
the truth.
Fucking terrible.
I mean, it's just the way things are right now.
I even would have been happy with half Asian. Do you know how many half Asian people there are? Or like just half Asian in general?
Sure.
There are so many half Asians out there. I can name like 10.
Name them.
Karuchi.
Okay.
What's the other girl? Fudge! I forgot her name. Look up Omarion.
You're useless!
No!
Look up
that song, Omarion. Jean Aiko? That's her name, Jean Aiko.
Okay.
Shout out to Kiara Morrison. She's half Asian too. She's not like super famous, but a lot of people know her in LA, and she's really good. She was on a Honda commercial.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm half Asian.
You're ready. You want to get cast.
There's so many people.
Well, we're a melting pot, Kimmy. Everybody's eventually going to be Hawaiian. But in the meantime, what we're dealing with currently is the studio system that says asses in the seats and that you want to get your biggest name that you can. And I'm sorry, I don't think it's anything outside of just a result of what has happened over the last 50 years, but the current A-list celebrities are white females. If you want to get your property made, which is a high concept property, if you're going to approach the American audience and get it made, the studio system is going to say, what can we do to most guarantee our returns? And they're going to give it to someone who can guarantee a movie. And there's very, very few people who can do that. Scarlett Johansson is one. Jennifer Lawrence is another. Outside of that, you're really... Casting Scarlett Johansson is probably the best thing that could happen to this. Because what's the other option then? The studio is already looking at this backlash and they're saying, well, maybe we should just cancel the movie. And then nobody wins.
I'd rather not see the movie at all.
You'd rather walk just because Scarlett Johansson is cast.
I'd rather walk, I feel like. I just can't. I can't. I feel like it's super disrespectful. I feel like, and how about this? They were going to use CGI to make her look more Asian.
Yeah, this is a very...
dumb, too. Why not just hire an Asian person?
Right, and I talked with Jamie about this. We can hear him.
If you're going to take a chance to ethnically shift somebody and waste all that money, fucking use that money and hire someone. Hire an Asian actor.
Fuck yeah.
Take that kind of chance. Don't go yellow washing something when you've whitewashed it. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That just pisses people off more.
Exactly.
No, I mean, that point is pretty indefensible.
That, like...
I mean, come on. Like, what were they thinking?
It's kind of like, why fucking hire her then in the first place?
It is. It is ridiculous. To be fair, Paramount did come out and say their official stand on this is that they did the test on an extra in the background and immediately threw it out.
The fact that they even considered it, though, shows they know they're fucking wrong. They know they're fucking wrong for not hiring an Asian person. The fact that they even tested it out or was on the table like an option, they fucked up. They fucked up.
That point, I think, is indefensible. Outside of the fact that Hollywood's been doing that for a long time, if you look at Touch of Evil, the famous Orson Welles film, they cast Charlton Heston as a Mexican and literally put shoe polish on him to make him Mexican. And I'm doing air quotes.
Mexican air quotes.
Yeah, I mean, this has happened. However, I have a question for you, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry if I'm coming off as like super racist. I'm just super mad about this. I love white people, low key.
Low key. I hope so. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the show.
No.
For those who don't know, I'm white. Elizabeth Banks has been cast as Rita Repulsa in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. I don't understand. Why are you not mad about this? Why does no one care about this at all?
Her?
Yeah, her.
Oh my God, I fucking love her though.
She
did really good in the Hunger Games. She did really good in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, she was in the Hunger Games, but she's cast as a clearly Asian woman.
That is true.
Who is a lead role? She's the lead villain.
That's true.
Oh, but no one cares about that.
Nope. I didn't really, because I'm not a Power Rangers person, but I don't think she should be cast.
But don't you owe it to the fans?
No,
who want to be pure?
I didn't say that I think she should be cast. I just said I fucking love her as an actor. I fucking love Scarlett Johansson as an actor, but I feel like it's a fucked up role for her. I'm not saying it's a right role. I'm just saying, like, love her as an actor.
So you do have an issue with her being cast as Rita Repulsa.
I do have an issue with her being cast as Rita Repulsa.
Well, you're the only one. So
I have an issue when anyone's been miscast in a fucking way.
Wait a minute, because when you're talking about being miscast, you're getting into a subjective viewpoint where you're like, you think...
Okay, it's like they made a movie about Prince, but they cast a Mexican person.
Maybe he looked great. Maybe he was awesome. Maybe he was the best Mexican person for that role.
Bullshit.
I mean, I don't
Bullshit.
Know. This is the other thing, okay? We haven't even seen the movie yet. People are getting so bent out of shape about this.
Because it's a national treasure! Oh my God! Ghost in the Shell is a national fucking treasure!
Okay.
That's the basic. That's like in your Bible when you're like, oh, I watch anime? That's up there!
It's in there?
Yeah, it's fucking there!
Everyone! Wait a minute. I can name several people who haven't even seen the movie.
They're living wrong.
I've seen Ghost
in the Shell. And fucking watched the show.
Which one?
The 1995 one.
I'm very impressed that you knew the year.
Thank you.
All right, good.
Yes. I told you I know my shit. I'm just a little bit mad.
I get that you're mad. I get it. So you would just rather not have a movie at all?
Oh my God. Okay, so you know how Ghost in the Shell is a national treasure?
I know that you believe that.
Yeah. Okay, so Star Wars is a national treasure.
Wait a minute. Jamie tried to pull this too. Now I'm going to play this clip.
Disney, the most traditional and unmovable mountain of a company, can take a chance on Star Wars. I feel like Paramount can do it. I feel like Paramount should sack up and just fucking do it. It's not a guarantee that Star Wars Episode 7 was going to work. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a guarantee.
Okay, and I agree with that, but I'm saying this, that you can't compare Star Wars and Ghost in the Shell. Star Wars is a global, international, cultural icon that literally...
For me, so is Ghost in the Shell.
I know for you, but you're in the...
For anyone who loves anime, so is Ghost in fucking Shell.
But the numbers are not the same. Ghost in the Shell is awesome, and I love Ghost in the Shell. It is not the same as Star Wars.
It's a national treasure. They're both national treasures, and Star Wars ended up being fucking amazing.
It was good.
It was amazing.
I'm not going to say it was amazing.
It was amazing. It's amazing. As long as Finn and Poe get together, then it would be.
Oh, you mean the part where she like put him in the friend zone at the end?
No, not Ray and Finn. I'm talking about Finn and Poe.
Poe Dameron
and Finn.
Is this your slash fiction?
No, this is a thing. A lot of people believe that they're going to be together.
No way.
Yeah. No. A lot of people believe they have, like, fucking chemistry.
Yeah, I think they have chemistry. I don't think they're going to be together.
A lot of people want them to be together. After that movie, that's the first thing I heard about that movie was Poe and Finn.
All right, sure. I mean, everybody loves shipping and everybody loves Slash, but I'm just saying it's very, very clear that Finn has a real thing for Rey and that he's heterosexual. Come on.
That was so bromance of that. I didn't.
Look, they dug each other. I'm not saying that
they dug each other, but that was so. They were so bromance. Finn and Poe.
Yeah, bromance.
That chemistry was fucking amazing. Keep my jacket. It looks better on you. That was fucking amazing. You can't deny that relationship.
I'm denying it.
I see it.
It's very clear that Finn is, I gotta go back and save Rey because I love Rey.
No, he doesn't fucking love, that's his best friend. That's not his fucking like.
Wait a minute, why can't Poe be his best friend and he's all
Poe
about
is
Rey?
Poe's best friend, Poe is his lover, and so many people ship this. Ask someone.
I will.
Ask someone, down Hollywood right now. People fucking ship them. People see the chemistry. I see the chemistry.
If
they don't ship this.
There's no way that Disney's going to do that. No way.
I'm sorry. We're in a new era now.
Okay. We're in a new era where everyone flips out over Scarlett Johansson being cast as a gender.
Because we're so surprised that we're fucking stuck. We're taking a back turn.
As a racially neutral machine who looks white. In the art that Disney is not going to all of a sudden okay on screen gay romance.
They fucking will because Disney is about happiness.
No way.
If we all believe in a world of dreams and imagination, if we all let go, there's no way to know where the star stars. That's what Disney is
talking. That's what Disney is about.
Watch Fantasmic 4 and see if you don't cry your eyes out. Fantasmic is the show at Disneyland.
Oh, yes. Actually, Rick and Briars talked about that on the Disney Click, which is another show people should check out on the Meltdown Network.
I actually want to hear that show.
It's on there. Anyway.
No, I said I've actually.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. No, it's good stuff. All right. Summary, Kimmy, what's your viewpoint?
Paramount Studios is fucking up.
Clearly, I have not swayed you.
No one will.
What should they do? What is the proper way for them to proceed?
Hire more Asian people. Start casting more minorities.
So this film, Ghost in the Shell, it's already pretty much, they're shooting it right now. Paramount has clearly already dumped God knows how
much. So they're
like
3 months into the pregnancy. Like, you can still surgically remove the baby after.
All right, well,
we're
going to go ahead and say they're 4 months in.
Okay.
So you can't. Paramount has already dumped so much money into this. I mean, there's no going back. They're either going to cut it or keep it. What do you think they should do?
If they keep it, I'm going to egg theaters.
So you would
really feel like egging theaters.
So you would just rather that they just cut and lose the film?
It's such a good story. It needs to be told.
Well, word on the street is that the film is actually based on the standalone complex first season. Yeah, the Laughing Man plotline, which is my favorite, I might add, and is amazing.
Still needs to be put out there, but it just sucks. It really does suck. I wish it was like Disney who did this because they really killed it with the Jungle Book.
I'm saying to you. What is your suggestion of how do you think Paramount should proceed from this point?
Fire Scarlett Johansson.
And then what?
And then hire an Asian actor.
And then what? Reshoot the entire thing?
Reshoot the entire thing.
That's crazy. It's never going to happen.
Be insane. That will cause more controversy, which will have people.
And then people will go see it.
Yeah, people will go see it because they were like, oh, I heard Scarlett Johansson got fired. So.
Due to public outcry.
Yeah.
I could see that if they kept Scarlett Johansson as another role, as another character. For instance, the maintenance doctor thing. There you go. You could kill both. Scarlett Johansson's still in the movie, but.
I would let that pass. Now, I would let her get away with that role.
All right, Kimmy. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show and having this fierce debate with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for debating with me. Just letting you guys know that I do feel strongly about this, and I will go to the ends of the earth. Fight me! come and see me and fight me if you feel like, well, I apologize if I've hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Because, don't listen to it if you don't want to hear it. I'm super low-key, just a really nice person. I just feel really mad about
this. I used to believe that. But anyway.
But other than that.
So, Kimmy, if people want to reach out to you, get in touch with you, is there a way?
You can tweet me at KimWayRobin, or you can follow me on Instagram, CrazyKimmy101. Or if you don't have both and you're like, fuck social media, you can email me at Kimmy@MeltComics.com. Or you can drop by in the store and visit me and try and like fight me about this and argue about this with me. I would really enjoy that. But also, you know what I would also enjoy? When you come to the store, you have every intention of purchasing a comic book with us.
Yeah, and I will say, if you say Kimmy rocks at the register, you get 10% off.
You get 10% off.
So yeah, everybody think about that. And also, thanks a lot for listening to this. I hope it got some of you thinking and realizing what the real issues are.
The real issues are world hunger and Donald Trump should be president.
Oh, man.
Signing off.
Signing off. Goodbye, Kimmy. If you want to reach out to Anime Addict, we are on Twitter, Anime Addict Love, and also on Instagram, Anime Addict Love. And you can send us an email if you like, or drop us a message. We do read all the comments. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye, Donald Trump.